2:30 to go in our ball game here at Owengage High School with the Bulldogs and the Caseville Eagles. So on a 1st and 10, Caseville with the ball. Back onto the pro set, Gertzenberger under center. Yeah, we have a whistle and a flag. This one's going to go against the Bulldogs. Might be a little encroachment on that. And that call's going to go against number 34, David Binder. On the far side end, doing the containment. Put his foot across the line of scrimmage and came back, but just didn't get it. Just a little bit too much there for the official.
Caseville says, thank you very much. We'll take whatever we
needed
can get.
That five. So there we go. 1st and 5 for the Caseville Eagles. Little cross pass, back to pass. Nice toss there. That's going to go to, I think, Nick Siegfried, number 40. Nice reception. And they're moving the ball. The Caseville Eagles will have 1st and 10 with 1:52 to go here in the third quarter.
Yep, nice pass. He dropped straight back, rolled over to the left, and he put it right in the numbers. That was a nice pass, nice catch, because the Owengage defended that one fairly well. They had a man right on him, but nice little play for Caseville.
Gertzenberger doing a couple nice fakes there up the middle. That's where the Caseville Eagles been running with Simmons off of the two tackles. And back up the middle, breaking through. That's the big guy, Cole Simmons, 34.
By number 11, Jacob Warak.
Yeah, Jake Warak made the stop on there, but he paid for that stop.
Wow. Simmons, he puts his head down, and I think his head is about 2 feet off the ground when he starts moving.
I don't know who has to wash Cole Simmons' jersey or uniform, but I'm glad it's not me.
Well, he's easy to pick out on the field, isn't he?
Yeah,
him and Gertzenberger.
He's the one in the brown jersey.
Yep, there we go. So that'll be 2nd and 1 with 57 seconds to go in the third quarter. Hand off up the middle. Simmons is going to twist and turn. And should be close to a 1st down.
Yep, he got it.
So that should bring him into close to 1st and goal.
Yeah, it looks like about 12,
maybe. About the 12-yard line, yep. So 1st and 10 on the 12-yard line for the Caseville Eagles. 34 seconds with a running clock. 48-6 our score. Eagles break over the ball. Stay with the same formation. Pro set into the backfield. Gertzenberger under center. Turns to the right side. Rolls out the right side. He's got a quick pass. Overthrows. Oh, receiver was wide open right there. Johan Ruth was right there.
He was wide open with one man to beat.
Overthrew both him and the defender.
Yep.
He said, give me that pass back.
Of course, so, running clock. The stop, it's not going to stop for the incompletion.
That's the end of the third quarter. 48-6 the score with the Owengage Bulldogs on top. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back after this.
Get into hunting season with the help of Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe. Look for the 40-foot tall log cabin showroom with over 40 wildlife mounts from around the world. Randy's has crossbows by Darton, Wicked Ridge, and 10 Point, along with scopes, arrows, and accessories. See Mike Brown for archery sales and service. Stay warm and dry in handmade cedar blinds and pop-up blinds in all gun sizes. Randy's Hunting Center has over 4,000 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock. Randy's can drill and tap your slug gun, mount and bore sight scopes, and even custom sight in service is available. Find every size of rifle, pistol, and shotgun ammunition in stock at the best price anywhere. Check out Moultrie Game Feeders, Trail Cameras by Moultrie, Cuttyback, and more. Find a large selection of tree stands, binoculars, range finders, and knives. And Randy's now sells hunting and fishing licenses. Get into action at Randy's Hunting Center located at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 989-269-GUNS. That's 989-269-GUNS.
Back here at Owengage High School, ready to start the fourth quarter. The score 48-6, Owengage Bulldogs on top of the Caseville Eagles.
Well, so, Caseville's knocking on the door, so they got a shot to at least get in the end zone one more time here. Start off the fourth. Owengage, I'm sure, has something to say about that.
So they have the ball right there on about the 18-yard line. Caseville Eagles break over the ball, 2nd and 10. And the Eagles put their offensive package off on the left side. All three receivers split out on the left. It'll be a quarterback keep.
Gerstenberger, the ball carrier.
So Zach Gerstenberger keeps it. Not even a fake pass there. He took the snap and a little trouble getting a hold of the ball, so he just ran it off a left tackle. I'm not sure that was the play, but that was a smart thing to do. He didn't even wait and picked up at least a couple yards.
Yeah, he scooped that right up. That was a real low. It kind of rolled to him, actually.
So third and seven with 11:38 to go, running clock here at Owen Gage High School. Caseville Eagles with the ball. Right on about the 10-yard line, out of the pro set. Hands off to Simmons. Simmons is going to blast it off a right tackle. We'll pick up a few more.
Tackle by David Binder.
Yep, Binder made another nice tackle. Binder's been all over the field. He's had a real nice game tonight.
Busy night.
He's not making tackles or running the ball. He's returning kickoffs for touchdowns.
You know the only thing he hasn't done? He hasn't played in the band, though, has he?
No, he did play in the band.
Did he play in the band?
He did play in the band.
Oh, man.
So, yeah, he's...
Well, I noticed when he ran off the field there last 2 minutes, he was over in the concession stand making hot dogs,
yeah.
And then he ran back, so we thought he ran out to go to the halftime.
Yep.
Here's an update, a final with Harbor Beach and Marlette, 48-7. Harbor Beach Pirates, 48, Marlette, 7. That's a final.
Simmons
with the ball carry. On a 4th-and-3 situation with 10:30 to go here in the fourth quarter at Owen Gage High School. And it looks like they're going to be short.
Yeah.
So the Owen Gage Bulldogs will take over.
Not very often you're going to stop Simmons for 3 yards.
So they missed it by about 1 yard.
Yep.
So it'll be 1st-and-10 for the Owen Gage Bulldogs. They're going to take over just in front of their goal line. So they'll have a long march downfield here with 10 minutes to go to move that ball if they're going to score again. 1st-and-10, Bulldogs with the ball, pitch out to the left side. And good defense there as the Caseville Eagles string them out real nice.
Yep, they pushed him wide enough that Simmons got over there and made a nice tackle on the outside and just a minimal gain, maybe a couple yards.
Simmons with the tackle on Binder. That'll bring up a 2nd down, 2nd and 8 with 9:30 to go in our fourth quarter.
It has been a battle of the number 34 tonight, hasn't it?
I was just thinking that. Dave, we could have just had a cage match maybe here for the fourth quarter. Binder and Simmons, put him in and let him go at it.
Yep.
Throw the football in the middle. Start a clock. So a 2nd and 8. Bulldogs with the ball. Receiver in motion, running left to right. Handoff goes to number 11.
Oh.
Jake Warwick's got some room. Breaks it down the right sideline, down to the 40-yard line. One more to beat. Breaks a tackle at the 45. Now to the opposite 45-yard line with a good 50-yard run by number 11, Jake Warwick, for the Owen Gage Bulldogs.
I think that one's coming back. There's a flag way back behind the line of scrimmage.
Oh, yeah.
And I was going to say that there was a tremendous block until I saw the flag come out and found out why it was so tremendous, because it wasn't a legal one.
So our officials talk it over. I don't think they want to look at. They're looking back at the flag, and the officials don't see the flag yet. Okay, the coach says, from Caseville says, hey, there's a flag back at the 10, 50 yards back that way.
And he threw that right away.
Oh, and I think we're going to have one on the coach. We'll see what's going on. We just saw another flag fly at midfield here at the 40-yard line.
Now, that's interesting. If the first flag is on Owen Gage, it looks like this flag is on
maybe
Caseville.
On Caseville's sideline.
I'm not sure what they would be arguing about.
I have no idea. I sure didn't see anything that bad by the Caseville coach. He was trying to get his attention as they were getting ready to place the ball. And you see, there's a flag back there at the 10-yard line.
And we'll see. They may pick it up.
Yep.
They might pick that flag up. Jason Pierce might have just been expressing himself loudly. He's a big dude, though.
So 34, they called David Binder to the, or excuse me, 34, they called Cole Simmons out to midfield here for the Caseville Eagles.
Chop block.
Yep.
And Eagles have to make a decision there. So it looks like we're walking back down.
Yeah, it's a chop block on Owen Gage. And I think they may have picked up the flag that they initially threw on
Coach
Pierce.
Yeah, I think so, too. So that'll take it from the original line of scrimmage, half the distance to the goal, which isn't much.
No. But you were right. The other officials were way downfield, and they had no idea that there was a flag way back inside
right.
the 10.
So we'll get this figured out here with 8:36 to go. We did have a running clock until we had to stop it to figure it all out here with this 50-yard scamper here.